The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 252. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your somewhat rested up host. Welcome to the show. Sorry about missing yesterday. I got a total of about 10 hours sleep all weekend, which I could deal with when I was a younger man, but these days, not so much. One of the things I did this past weekend was drive to Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday morning from my home in Riverside, California. My son had to check out of his dorm at Grand Canyon University by 10:30 a.m. So to be sure that we had everything checked out of his room on time, I left my house at about 4 a.m. It's about a 5-hour drive from my house to GCU. Well, we hung around Phoenix for a little while before making the drive back home. On the drive back, we made a couple of stops, and I guess we got back to Riverside about 6 o'clock in the evening. And then I had several hours of graphics design work to do for Sunday morning worship, and I probably got to bed at about midnight. Then I had to get up again at about 6 o'clock on Sunday morning to be at church early enough to get everything set up. Being the tech guy, there's always a lot to do. So anyway, I had about 4 hours of sleep on Friday night and 6 hours on Saturday night, and that meant that I was just too knocked out to do an episode of this show for you on Sunday night so that you would have it Monday morning. Oh, and the reason I didn't do it on Sunday afternoon after church was because we had some family visiting from Colorado. And we do the thing that our family does when that happens. My mother-in-law hosts the entire clan at her house for tacos. And being a good son-in-law, I fried the tortillas. Lost count, but I think I fried about 100 of them. So, that was a long afternoon over a hot stove. Yeah, I was tired Sunday night. And then when I got home from the taco feeding frenzy, I just headed straight to the studio to record my little announcement for you that told you that there would be no episode, and then I went straight to bed. So, now you're up to date. Today we're going to read Judges chapter 19. It's a story that starts off badly, and then gets exponentially worse. It's a story of betrayal and then ultimately a heinous crime. Let's begin. Judges chapter 19. In those days, when Israel didn't have a king, there was a Levite who lived in a remote area in the mountains of Ephraim. He took a woman from Bethlehem in Judah to be his concubine, but she was unfaithful to him. She left him and went to her father's home, to Bethlehem in Judah. When she had been there 4 months, her husband went to persuade her to come back home. He took along his servant and 2 donkeys. She took her husband into her father's house. Her father was thrilled to see him. He made the Levite stay there with him, celebrating for 3 days. On the 4th day, they got up early in the morning to leave, but the woman's father told his son-in-law, "Eat something to keep up your strength, and then you can go." So they both sat down and ate and drank together. The woman's father said to his son-in-law, "Why don't you spend the night and enjoy yourself?" When the Levite started to leave, his father-in-law urged him to stay another night, so he did. On the morning of the 5th day, the Levite got up early to leave. The woman's father said, "Eat something to keep up your strength." So they spent the time eating until late afternoon. The Levite started to leave with his concubine and his servant, but his father-in-law said to him, "It's already evening. Please stay another night. It's too late to leave now. Stay here and enjoy yourself. Tomorrow you can start out early to go home." But the Levite refused to spend another night. He left and traveled as far as Jebus, now called Jerusalem. He had with him 2 saddle donkeys and his concubine. By the time they were near Jebus, it was very late in the day. The Levite servant said to him, "Let's go spend the night in Jebus." The Levite told him, "We'll never go into a city of foreigners. They're not Israelites. We'll go on to Gibeah." He told his servant, "Let's go someplace else. We'll spend the night either at Gibeah or Ramah." So they went on. It was sunset by the time they arrived at Gibeah. Gibeah belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. They went to spend the night there. The Levite entered Gibeah and sat down in the city square, because no one offered to take them home for the night. That evening, an old man came into the city from his work in the fields. He was from the mountain region of Ephraim, but lived in Gibeah. The other people who lived there were from the tribe of Benjamin. He saw the traveler in the city square, so the old man asked, Where do you come from, and where are you going? The Levite replied, We're on our way from Bethlehem in Judah to a remote area in the mountains of Ephraim. That's where I'm from. I had gone to Bethlehem in Judah. Now I'm going to the Lord's house, but no one has offered to take me into his home. We have straw and fodder for our donkeys. I even have bread and wine for myself, the woman, and my servant. We have everything we need. Then the old man said, Welcome. Let me take care of your needs. Just don't spend the night in the city square. So he took the Levite to his house and fed the donkeys. After they washed, they ate and drank. While they were enjoying themselves, some worthless men from the city surrounded the house and pounded on the door. They told the old man, the owner of the house, Bring out the man who came to your house so that we can have sex with him. The owner went out to them. He told them, No, my friends, please don't do anything so evil. This man is a guest in my home. Don't do such a godless thing. Here, let me bring out my virgin daughter and this man's concubine. Rape them and do with them whatever you want. Just don't do such a godless thing to this man. But the men refused to listen to him. So the Levite grabbed his concubine and forced her outside. They had sex with her and abused her all night until morning. They let her go when the sun was coming up. At daybreak, the woman came to the door of the house where her husband was and collapsed. She was still there when it became light. Her husband got up in the morning, opened the doors of the house, and was about to leave. His wife, that is, his concubine, was laying at the door of the house with her hands on the doorstep. The Levite said to her, Get up, let's go. But she did not answer. So he put her on the donkey and left for home. When he arrived home, he got a knife. He took his concubine and cut her limb from limb into 12 pieces. Then he sent the pieces throughout the territories of Israel. Everyone who saw it said, Never has such a thing happened or been seen from the time the people of Israel came out of Egypt until today. Think about it, form a plan, and speak out. May God bless the reading of His Word. I told you it was bad. A few points I'd like to touch on. Just a reminder, this took place when there was no king and thus no law in Israel. Yes, there was God's law, but the people were far from God at this point in their history. So this Levite man takes a concubine who is unfaithful to him and runs to her father's house. The Levite follows her 4 months later and they reconcile. This reconciliation is evident by the fact that they stay at her father's house for several days at the urging of her father. And then as they journey back home, they stay overnight with an old man who rescues them from spending the night outside amongst what turns out to be a very bad group of people. That night, these Benjaminite people do just as the people of Sodom did to Lot when the messengers of God visited his house the night Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. They banged on the door of the old man, demanding that he hand over the Levite to them so that they could have sex with him. Unfortunately, the man took the story of Sodom and Gomorrah too literally, and he offers his daughter and the Levite's concubine to them instead. But they wanted the Levite. So the Levite took his concubine, and to save his own life, he forced her outside among the attackers, who raped and abused her all night long. And finally, when the dawn came, she was released. She tried to get back to the old man's house, and she made it just to the doorstep where she died. Now let me stop just for a moment here to comment on the Levite's throwing his concubine to the wolves, as it were. Evidently, he didn't go to get her after her unfaithfulness because he had a deep and abiding love for her, which is possibly why she was unfaithful to him to begin with. He just wanted her as an object. If he had loved her, he would not have sacrificed her to the mob. Now, why did he cut her body into 12 pieces and distribute them around? Remember that I reminded you about the fact that there was no king in Israel? There was no single authority that he could go to report what had happened. The Levite cut up her body and sent it to the 12 tribes to show them what evil had happened, hoping that Israel would become incensed at what they saw and be moved to do something about it. And in a few days, we'll read chapter 20 and find out if his plan worked out. Tomorrow, we'll begin reading 2 Corinthians. If you have comments on today's episode, feel free to email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode 252. Or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.